Okay, we're holding Klal Dalid Sif Yud Beis. So the Mishnah says, Chavetz Chaim, Vim Ovar V'Sipi Loshon Hara L'Chaveve. What happens if, unfortunately, a person did say Loshon Hara? Uvo lost his tshuva, and he's coming to do tshuva. So as we learned, Loshon Hara really is a double kind of Aveira. On one side, it's an Aveira Bein Adam L'Mokayim, because Baruch Hu told us not to do it, because it's a corruption. And on the other hand, you're also a mazik. You're damaging the other person's reputation. You're causing him pain. So it's also Bein Adam L'Chaveira. So totally bazet. Im Hashemim Dochu Is Dvarav Lo Nizgane Chaveiro Ayidei Zeh Klol Beineim. If they said that this guy's a batlin, he said, what? You're nuts. A batlin? The guy's such a masbid. Maybe you caught him at some time when he was taking a breather, but he's a tremendous masbid. So in such a case, im kain lenisha olav kiim ha'ovein dvin adam lamokai. So if so, he has only transgressed the aveira of speaking corruptly, that he's a corrupt person, but he didn't damage the other guy. Ki dahayinu she'ovar al ratzoin Hashem shetziv al zeh, that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded not to speak. Kosh kesav niliyav b'psicha. As we learned in the introduction. Tikuno, so what's the tikun? She is chared al shavar. So what should he do? If he wants to do tshuva for saying that lashon hara, first of all, he should be regret that which he did, that he was a narish guy to speak like that. The isvade, he should acknowledge it. The kabel alatzmei believe sholim al labosh loylazuske, and then make up in his mind and a be resolved that he won't do it again. Like any other veira, you have tchavrata la'avar. You acknowledge the sin and you accept that you won't do it anymore. But if what happens, if l'maisa the person did become degraded in the eyes of those who heard, either he became damaged, or his money, or it caused him aggravation. Harehu kechol avoyne shemiyad l'chaveiro shafilu yom kippurim v'yom misim mechapet shiratzas chaveiro. Then it's like the sins of Binon l'chaveiro, that even Yom Kippur and Yom Misa doesn't give a kapara until he appeases his friend. Al kein tzorach levakish mechila mechaveiro al zeh. So therefore you have to ask mechila. Ukeshi yispayes v'yim choloi, and after he becomes appeased and he's meichel you loynisha olav kiyim ha'avayin Binon l'mokayin, then he still did an act of corruption against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so v'yasa kanal. Then he does the tshuva that has to be done bin adam l'chaveir, bin adam l'moko. V'afilu im chaveirein yedei adayim klol mizeh. And even if the guy doesn't know that the Lashon Hara said, tzorich legalus lo mashos anegdo, shalok adin. So you have to tell him what you did. U'levakish mimenu mechil hal zeh, and to ask mechila. Because he knows that Lamaisa, because of what I said, I caused that people looked down on him, or I caused that he wasn't able to get a job, or I caused, whatever, he didn't get invited to this bar mitzvah, which caused him a pain, whatever it was. But my Lashon Hara did accomplish something over here. It accomplished that people now look at him in a different way. And from this we can understand how careful a person has to be not to fall into this terrible mead of speaking Lashon Hara. Ki mi shemutpa chas v'shalom bazeh. If a person unfortunately became his second nature, kimat yefshalei b'tshuva, it's almost impossible to do tshuva. Ki bevadei lo yizkar is kol mispar hanefasha shehidiv haidei Lashon Hara shaloi. He's not going to remember all the people that he caused aggravation with his Lashon Hara. And even those people that he remembers that he spoke not nicely, they won't know about it. So he's going to be embarrassed to go and tell the people, by the way, I spoke Lashon Hara about you. Please be meichel me. The person will speak negatively about a family, say this family, put it away. Sometimes they'll speak negatively about a family, and they'll say this family is a bunch of, cheapskates, or that there's a shaila about the yichus of this family. So in such a case, he's damaged all the generations that follow. that because of that they have a problem with shiduchim. Kamo sham Rabbi Hussein Zuchain Lebracha. Hamadarbe bivgam mishbacha ain lo kapara lomis. So he has no kapara because he's going to be damaging people that he'll be on the next world by the time that damages them. Al kein tsarich lisrachig mimide grua zois ma'oi. Therefore, a person has to distance himself exceedingly from this mida of speaking lashon hara. Kideish lo yechas v'shalom ma'akach. So it shouldn't chas v'shalom be kimuvas lo yuchal liskay. Like a corruption, a perversion that cannot be corrected. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. The Chofetz Chaim says two things. If you said lashon hara, and if you didn't accomplish, so then it's only ben al chaver, ben al lamokay. If your lashon hara accomplished, and accomplished means regardless of whether the guy knows about it or doesn't know. If he knows about the lashon hara, so then obviously he's going to feel very bad. He heard that this guy said lashon hara about him. That alone is going to cause him pain. But even if he doesn't even know that the guy spoke lashon hara, but lemaisa, because of that, people now are not going to offer him this job or other things that or they're going to look at him in a negative light. So therefore, the lashon hara has accomplished over here. In that case, he has damaged this person, and therefore you have to tell him that I damaged you in order to get tshuva. Then the Chofetz Chaim says in the letter Mem Ches, in the Ber Maim Chaim, he brings this from the Shari Tshuva. He says, V'tzarech Iyun, the letter Mem Ches, the second line, V'tzarech Iyun, Im leis ato lehigia hezek v'tzar l'chaveiro ha'idei diburo. So far he spoke Lashon Hara, but l'maisa nothing has been accomplished yet. Ach yesh lochush shir b'voice hazman, yugram lo ha'idei zeh hezek v'tzar. That as the word spreads, it's going to cause him some damage. And now the person wants to do tshuva. Does he have to now go and appease the person because of the damage that's going to be happening? Oh, or do you say no? Right now, all I did was speak Lashon Hara, which is an aver ben adam l'mokayim, so I have to do tshuva from Rabbeinu Shlomo, and I don't have to talk to him yet. Hopshita, this is Pashit. If let's say he did that, he really felt bad, he did tshuva, and he accepted he's not going to speak like that again. And then there was some damage that happened to the person. That's for sure. He has to go and ask Mechila. So far, it hasn't been heard by somebody who's going to listen. So the Chofetz Chaim remains with the Tzarechian on this Shaila. So he says, what's the best thing to do? The best thing to do is to try to go back to the people who you said it and say, you know, I made a mistake. I thought that this guy was a cheap guy. And I see Adrabba, he was actually the 37th Meshulach that came to him that day. And therefore, that's why he said, I don't have anything to give. What do you mean, you don't have anything to give? Well, I've been giving the other 37 $100 each, and that's it. It's over. So it's not the pshat that the guy's a stingy guy. So that's the best way to do the tshuva in this case, where the damage hasn't been done yet, to make sure that the damage shouldn't happen. And we know that there's the famous Rabbi Saul Salant that seems to be asking basically a kasha on the Rabbeinu Yoina, because it's the Rabbeinu Yoina who says that you have to go and ask. Unless it could be, I remember now, inside of the Rabbeinu Yoina, he's talking about a case where you don't know that he said Lashon Hara against you. And there's in a case where the guy knows he said Lashon Hara, so then there's no shaila, you have to ask him mechila. But what happens if that guy doesn't know that Lashon Hara was said against him? But Lemaisa, that happens to be the reason why he's unemployed now. He's unemployed because this guy said, a guy like that, forget it, I'd never take him into my business. And it's not true. It's just you don't like him, and that's why you said that. And because of that, the guy didn't get a job. But he doesn't know about it, that this is the guy who did it or anything. In that case, is he allowed to go and tell the person, by the way, I'm the guy who bashmutzed you. It's not just that happens to be that, you know, everybody told him, oh, I'm sorry, you have no openings. You know, we've been cutting back, a recession. So this guy thought that the reason why things are not working out is because just it's the wrong time of the year to get a job. But in truth, the guy was really mazikin. So now, if this person is going to go and say, by the way, I bashmutzed you to all these people, so now you're going to be hurting this person. So the question is, do you have a hetzer to do that? You want to do tshuva. you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive your sin. So how are you going to do that? By getting this guy to be meichel you. But before he's going to be meichel you, you're going to be causing him pain. Right? Are you allowed to do that? Am I allowed to now go cause a person pain in order to for me to get my tshuva done? So that's supposed to be a Rabbi Shlomo Salant that's supposed to ask, or I don't know if he holds halachal maisi, he can't. But Akabonim, they say over that, you know, what right do you have to go be mitzayir a person and tell him that I spoke lashon hara about you, and I said this and this about you, and in that way you're going to be causing him a pain. So even if, let's say, he'll work on himself, he'll be meichel afterwards. You might see causing him pain now.
Well, is that the same even if there was no loss of job or no hefset involved? You have the same shiloh.
Yeah, yes, in a chanamah.
Isn't it better to have the pain and know about it than not have the pain and have the thing punching you when you
better
can't
see? Better for me, for him to have the pain.
And then no, I get no, the no.
But we're talking about whether he should get the pain.
In that case, can you just ask him for a mefilah?
Could be that's a raya that, you know, that just asking, you know, that kind of mechila is like a very, very, very shvacha mechila.
Yeah,
know?
But
and it's because it could be if he would know about the damage that was done. You know, it should be l'char. You're correct that l'char the way that a person should do is say, you know, there are times that, you know, I have a big mouth and sometimes I slip and I, you know, say things and this and that. You know, it could be I was in a conversation once and I said something about you and I really feel bad, it's not true, I know, you know. Like that maybe would help, because at least then he knows that, you know, something was said against him. And Al Kaponim, that's the issue.
I think it's better for a guy knowing.